Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment. Because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, friend. I think you're going to love this juicy episode on the Keto for Christ podcast, as I will be sharing with you 10 tips on how to save money on keto. This is an absolute must right now, isn't it? It can seem more expensive eating this way, so let's talk about how we can keep a little more of that hard-earned money in your pocket. And make sure to stay tuned until the end of the episode, as I have a few additional bonus tips you definitely won't want to miss. So several of these tips came from the book Squeaky Clean Keto by Melissa Seveny, who has the popular blog I Breathe, I'm Hungry. She has so much great information in this book, and I love that she too shares my stance on the importance of eating clean keto. I'll link her book for you in the show notes, as I highly recommend it. And I know you're going to love her recipes as well. I can't wait to share these tips with you, but before I do, I want to let you know that in the very near future, I am going to be offering some additional ways that I can better serve you. The first way will be private one-on-one customized coaching, where I can help you navigate what is going on in your life when it comes to weight loss, also provide easy meal prep suggestions, and help you create a plan of action that fits your unique lifestyle. I'm also in the process of designing a self-study program that you can take at your own pace. So if you're truly ready to transform your lifestyle, get off that hamster wheel and leap into food freedom forever, this will be the program for you. I am a certified health and life coach, and I'm so excited to bring this to you. So if you're interested in being put on the wait list, simply send me an email at healthcoach.cheriehaynes@gmail.com. Also, in order to thank you for being such a loyal listener each week, I am running a contest now through September 30th. I have two incredible packages that I specifically designed for you. Both offer a free one-hour coaching session with me, as previously described, as well as some of my go-to keto products that help me stay on track with keto and simplify my life. If you'd like to enter, simply join my Keto for Christ Facebook community, which I'll link for you in the show notes, and follow the rules I have posted. I want you to know how much I love and appreciate you, friend, so I hope you'll enter, as someone is going to win, and I'd love for it to be you. All right, tip number one. Buy your fruits and veggies whole and cut them up yourself. Now, I know that it can be so convenient when you're in a pinch to buy fruits and veggies that are already cut up for you, but do you know what the markup is on that? It's crazy expensive when you think about it, and in my opinion, it's definitely not worth the 5 to 10 minutes it takes to cut them up. Tip number two. buy chicken breasts in larger packages. They are much less expensive if you simply buy a larger amount of chicken and then spend a few minutes trimming them and cutting them to your desired size. There is absolutely no need to pay extra for chicken tenders when you can simply cut a chicken breast yourself into strips. Also, when it comes to wings, did you know you will spend as much as $2 more per pound for chicken wing drumettes that are already cut and frozen? And they won't taste nearly as good as fresh. So I suggest you purchase large packages of whole chicken wings and use a share knife to cut through the joint at the wingtip and the joint between the drumette and the armpit. Tip number 3. Stop buying rice cauliflower at a 300% markup. I know, I am so guilty of this myself. But again, Melissa suggests in her book that you just buy a few heads when the cauliflower is on sale. You make large batches of rice cauliflower in just minutes using your blender or food processor. So you'll simply trim off any leaves and then cut each head into about 6 pieces. Then place them in the blender and fill it with water to about 3 inches from the top. You'll pulse for approximately 10 seconds or until the cauliflower is riced but not liquefied. Then pour it through a strainer to drain and then put 1 or 2 cups of rice in each freezer bag with a little bit of water. It will keep frozen for up to 3 months and then you can thaw, drain, and use as needed. I have never done this myself, but I'm definitely going to give it a try. I didn't realize how easy it could be to just make my own. Tip number 4, invest in a Costco membership. If you have a Costco nearby, I think it is such a great investment. Even though it is just my husband and I, and he isn't always eating the veggies and some of the other items I purchase in bulk, it's still so much cheaper. I buy a huge bag of spinach for under $5. My local grocery store would have a bag a quarter of the size for the same price. I started actually freezing these bags of spinach as I'm primarily using them in my smoothies, so this is perfect. I just take several handfuls and then close up the bag, which is sealable, so it stays fresh so much longer. But also, avocados are so much more reasonable there. Right now, they have 6 avocados for $4.99. Now, obviously, the price fluctuates depending on the time of year, but you get my point, right? In addition, I also purchase my cashews, macadamia nuts, almonds, as well as chia seeds, hemp hearts, Kerrygold butter, and more at Costco. Tip number 5, shop at Aldi. Sometimes you may not want to shop in bulk. In that case, I encourage you to utilize Aldi. They have come so far over the years. They now have a huge selection of organic fruits and veggies, and they are a lot more reasonable than most grocery stores. They also carry high-quality organic bone broth, as well as olive oil, coconut oil, and they have a great-tasting almond flour as well. I went a long time not utilizing Aldi because I didn't think they had much selection, but now I realize how wrong I was, and they are definitely catering to keto as well. Tip number 6, purchase your meat through ButcherBox. I've mentioned this one before, but I can't recommend this company enough. The quality is incomparable to any other meat I've personally tried, and it's less expensive than most of the lower quality meats you can purchase in your local grocery store. To me, though, you can't put a price tag on quality meats. It will make such a difference in your health. Tip number 7, stop eating out and ordering in. Again, I am so guilty of utilizing DoorDash way too much. Ralph bought the Dash Pass, which gives us free delivery on most restaurants, but still, they mark up the entire menu and you end up paying way more. If you just take the time to do your meal prep once per week, you can save hundreds of dollars per month. Tip number 8, take inventory of what you already have. Okay. So this one could save you huge money right now. When is the last time you took inventory of everything you had in your freezer or pantry? I have a feeling you'll find some hidden gems you totally forgot about, and I can almost guarantee you have enough food to put a week's worth of meals together, if not a month's. I know I have plenty of frozen veggies, meat, tuna, eggs, etc. I plan on saving on produce this week and using up those frozen veggies so that I don't have to make a grocery run this week. If you take this time to inventory what you do have, you can also throw out any non-keto items that might have found their way into your pantry and also throw away those expired foods. So this leads me to tip number 9, which is make a meal plan. So once you have taken inventory of what you have, try to brainstorm the meals you can put together this week. If you take a few minutes to create a meal plan for yourself, you will be amazed at how much time you save later in the week. How many times do we forget to do this and then 6 p.m. rolls around Wednesday evening, we have nothing to eat, so that's when we order in. Tip number 10, make it yourself. Now, I know that you know how I feel about processed cookies, cakes, protein bars, candy, etc. But if you're going to eat these treats, it's much less expensive and a way healthier option as you know exactly what you're putting into the recipe, therefore into your body. All right, so in addition to these 10 tips, here are 5 bonus tips because let's be honest here, you can never have too many tips when it comes to saving money, am I right? And as it says in Isaiah 55, verse 2, why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good and you will delight in the richest affair. So here are some rewards programs I came across and wanted to share in case you weren't aware of them because I definitely was not when I first started keto. As I was researching this topic, I came across a blog called Keto on a Dime, and the author provides some great tips. So these bonus tips come from this blog, which I'll link for you in the show notes, as you'll definitely want to start following it. The first one is Rakuten, formerly called Ebates. This program is free to sign up. Each time you go to make a purchase online, they will give you a percentage of the purchase price back in check or via PayPal for participating stores. If you're shopping on your phone, which most of us are these days, right? You can go directly through the Rakuten app. It's so easy. And if you're shopping on a laptop or desktop, they also have a browser extension. The next one is Ibotta. This program works best for in-store purchases. They offer cash back on things you purchase in stores such as meat, veggies, ice cream, condiments, etc. You select the offers you might be interested in, and if you purchase the item, you upload the receipt into the app and they give you money for the purchase. The best part is you can majorly stack discounts with Ibotta because they are giving you money for buying the item. They don't care if it's on sale. Next comes to Target Cartwheel. The Cartwheel allows you to save a percentage on a product you purchase at Target. They have great offers that change all the time, some even up to 50% off. In addition to that, you can use the Cartwheel with a regular coupon, a Target coupon, the sale price, and your Target Red Card. So this is a crazy amount of stack savings. You'll just download the Target app and check for Cartwheel offers before you shop, or even use their convenient scan feature and scan the item to check for a discount before you even put it in your cart. How cool is that? Target Red Card. So you might be wondering what Target Red Card is, right? Well, you're going to love this, friend. Anytime you make a purchase online or in store, you save 5%. You also get free shipping when you purchase online. The best part is that the Red Card comes in either a credit or debit card. So if you feel like you have too many credit cards or don't want to deal with another bill to pay, don't we all? Well, then you can sign up for the Red Card Debit Card. Target will link it to your checking account, and when you use it to make a purchase at Target, they just take the funds straight from your bank account. It is free, and you save 5% every time you shop, and this is on top of all other savings. Whole Foods app. I absolutely love this one and had no idea it was even a thing. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, you get discounts at Whole Foods. You'll just download the app, sign in with your Amazon username and password, and show the app at checkout to save. Deals do change weekly, so check your store or app. In addition to that, you'll get 10% off all yellow tag items, which are things that are already on sale. So there you have it, friend. I just had to share these amazing rewards programs with you because I didn't want to keep these savings to myself. And what better way to thank God for the gifts He has given us? As it says in James 1 verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. I so enjoyed spending this time with you, friend, but I want to respect it as I know it is so valuable and limited these days. So would you just take a moment to pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for these amazing ways you've given us to save money. We know every good and perfect gift is from above, and we want to honor it and be responsible with those gifts you have so generously given us. Please continue to walk with us this week and guide us to make healthy choices in all that we do. We love you, Lord. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. I just wanted to remind you, friend, that you're not on this journey alone. You have me, Cherie Haynes, as your Keto for Christ coach, as well as others here in our community. And best of all, you have our Heavenly Father supporting you as well. We all know you have what it takes to achieve your true potential and God's purpose for your life. Please connect with me on social media so that I will know how I can continue to better serve you. You can find me on Facebook by searching Cherie Haynes or on Instagram, and my handle is @KetoLifeIsHealth. And if you're finding value in this podcast, please help me spread this powerful message by subscribing and leaving me a review on iTunes so that others can join us in the Keto for Christ movement too.